It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Story number one.
Listen, we're down, but we are not out. And for Brian Snitker, he said as much as they left L.A. when he talked about, you know, it's a tough start. There's no debating that. But we can right the ship starting tonight. And I know it sounds crazy, but if you get a couple of sweeps, Mike, all of a sudden you'll be right back to 500. And we're not worried as much as we once were.
No, we're not.
Today is the day that starts. The Marlins are not going to lay down, guys. You know this. They play us tough, but I feel good. I think Schwellenbach showed us a little something out there in L.A. Here's Snit talking about the situation that the Braves are in.
You know, we have yet to play the complete game, and you know, we scored a few runs. You know, have potential for a lot more, really. But we got to play 27 outs, and we're having a hard time getting that done. I don't wish this on anybody, honestly. You know, in a competitive arena and what we're going through is tough, very tough. I mean, and you can, you know, and everybody knows it. That's the thing. Those guys in there are more aware of it than y'all are.
Yeah. Well, of course, they're hearing it. They're seeing it, as we said. You know, whether they're in the hotel room, whether they have no interest in watching ESPN or MLB Network, everybody's talking about this historically bad start for the Braves.
Yeah.
And the pressure. That's why I think when you guys start pressing, you know, talking about that with some of the fans here at the bar at Murph's today when I got here, you know, you can see it. You know, when you got guys that are, you know, 300 or 275 hitters, Carl Patton, sub 200, and everyone, as you said, just looking lost at the plate, that's where that sort of that the stress and the press creates even worse at bats.
Yeah. The good news is for our Braves that we've had a lot of success against these Marlins. And with Schwellenbach on the hill, it's Max Meyer tonight. He's a young right-hander, if you're wondering.
One of their top prospects over the years, yep.
Yeah, if you hadn't had a chance to see him, but that is the good news when you talk about the Braves and the Marlins. But we only produced 14 runs, and five of those came on Wednesday night. So in the seven games, that's the total, and we went 6-for-49 with runners in scoring position. That was the other thing we talked about. That's 122, guys. That's just not going to get it done.
He didn't get the win their first outing, but a sub-2 ERA, big fastball. Carl, big fastball, big slider. So watch out for that guy tonight. But again, as we said, Schwellenbach certainly deserved more than enough. Had an amazing outing but couldn't get the dub because they just can't hit.
Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Final four this weekend, Mike. Florida-Auburn. All SEC matchup. That game is at 6:09 on Saturday. And then you get Houston-Duke, which I think is going to be a flat-out battle. at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. By the way, if you're into spreads, and we are,
yes.
Florida, 2.5-point favorite, over under 159.5, and Duke is a 5.5-point favorite over Houston, 136.5. They do not think this is going to be a high-scoring game. This is going to be a grind. Both teams play really good defense.
Houston, that's the thing. But how do they shut out Cooper Flagg when no one else has been able to do it?
Don't know.
You know, somebody just double bracket? You know, I mean, 2-3 with man-to-man principles? we'll hear Bill Raftery. I love that guy. By the way, they got voted the best broadcast team.
Well, they should.
Which I think they're just so easy. Grant Hill,
yes.
So easy to listen to. Ian Eagle along with Bill.
Well, we tried to get Ian on last week when he was in Atlanta, and right. He literally said, dude, I got to fly back up and do a Nets game or the Brooklyn game.
Right.
But we're going to try to get him on here because he's calling the Final Four. And that gets us to Jim Nance. Mike, I'm glad you brought that up. Jim Nance, you guys know, for years calling the Final Four, and then he'd go to the Masters. A lot of sportscasters would say it's the best gig in the business. But Nance was talking about, you know, and for those who don't know, he went to the University of Houston. He was there during the Phi Slamma Jamma years.
Roommates with Freddie Couples.
Correct. And he was talking about basketball and where it's going, you know, and it may not last in the way, in the direction that it's going. Listen to Jim Nance.
But my concern on your question is future of college basketball.
Yeah.
That may not live, as we know it, another 500 years. It may not live another 15 years because the portal and the NIL, it's difficult. I don't want to paint it doom and gloom. I don't want to say it's about to be extinct. It's not going to be. But what we knew it as, what we grew up with, that model doesn't exist anymore.
No, and that's the thing. I don't think, you know, it's like Jim's doing the Gran Torino, get off my lawn. It's just, you know, where do we fix it? How do we change things? Some semblance of what we're used to. Or do you say now that toothpaste is out of the tube, we don't go back in? And this is it. It's all semi-pro ball.
Yeah.
You know, with team general managers and salary caps and, you know, with the endorsement deals. Look, the guys we all know should have always have been compensated. But the leap that it took the last 3 years, I think it's just basically caught everybody off guard.
I agree. And the way, how fast it happened.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's why you had coaches reacting the way they did. It was like, whoa, we're doing this? And then they just had to get on board, or you got left. And the coaches that got left or didn't want to participate, retired.
Right. See, the thing is, you know, my ultimate goal has always been give me better NBA players. So I'm not just basically, Carl, knowing I got four guys, maybe five,
yeah,
that I feel good about. Nowadays, you know, let's be honest, the impact is measured in years. Not in games during the season. So I would love to see a guy like for instance, Auburn, all these older guys. Can these be worker bees that go to the NBA and have a role, and they're ready to go as professionals? That's part of it. But Cooper Flagg, then there's like the old school Duke, which you just got the amazing recruits, the McDonald's All-American. This guy's ready to roll right now. But I still would think it's not the end of the world that guys move up from the mid-majors to the big schools and just get more experience.
Get more experience,
makes
it
better for the NBA.
By the way, Cooper Flagg was named the AP Player of the Year today. He is the fourth freshman to win the award in the 64-year history. So, again, if you've not seen the 6'9 forward from Newport, Maine, make sure you watch the Final Four this weekend just to check him out. He's the real deal. And here's the deal. He didn't have a great game in the game leading into the Final Four. I think he had 16 points. But, Mike, he controlled the game. He had, like, blocks in timely fashion. You know, he ran the offense. There's just so much. But the guys, if you're wondering, Zion won it in 2019. What's he done? Anthony Davis won it in 2012. And then Kevin Durant in 2007. Those
How
are the four
that?
True freshmen to ever win the AP Player of the Year.
I feel bad for Cooper's brother, Ace. He's got a twin brother. It's kind of like being Fredo in The Godfather. You know, he's just not the – and look, no, Gerald Wilkins had a really good NBA career, Dominique Jugger brother.
Yes, he did.
Right? But, I mean
– He did.
Still, but, I mean, Ace Flagg. You know, first off, you screwed the kid by naming him Ace. Secondly, his brother's Cooper. He's back with the University of Maine. You betcha. You go, Ace.
Yeah.
Tough road to do.
And by the way, Bruce Pearl, while we're talking hoops, and Patino share the AP Coach of the Award, Coach of the Year Award, by the way. Patino
nice.
And Pearl. Hey, man, we're live at Murph's. We got a lot more to dive into, including more NFL conversation. Shedeur Sanders, Colorado, had their pro day today. By the way, people are saying it was a quiet day for Travis Hunter. I don't know what that means. Like, what's that mean? Did he not catch a few balls?
Well, I mean, he's already shown you everything. What's he supposed to do? He's supposed to run 50 routes and then play DB off the jugs machine?
Defend himself?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yes, Travis Hunter did 10 drills, 10 minutes of defending himself drills.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.